We're at that order of business of introduction, reading, and reference of bill. The first bill for our consider. We're at the order of businesses of messages from the Senate.
All right, message number one, Mr. Speaker. The Senate 62nd Wyoming State Legislature General Session has now been called to order by President Tony Ross and is ready to receive any communications you wish to submit. Message number two, Mr. Speaker. The following are officers of the Senate for the 62nd Wyoming State Legislature: Senator Tony Ross, President; Senator Eli Bebout, Vice President; Senator Phil Nicholas, Majority Floor Leader; Senator Chris Rothfuss, Minority Floor Leader; Senator Bernadine Kraft, Minority Whip; Senator John Hastert, Minority Caucus Chairman; Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number three. Mr. Speaker, this is to inform you that the following named persons are duly appointed new members of the Senate of the 62nd Legislature of the State of Wyoming. That list is attached. Message number four. The following named persons are the Senate employees of the 62nd Wyoming State Legislature. Again, the list is attached. Message number five. The President of the Senate has appointed the following standing committees. Again, that list is attached. Message number six, Mr. Speaker. This is to inform you that the Senate has adopted the permanent Senate and joint rules of the 61st Legislature as the temporary Senate and joint rules of the Senate 62nd Wyoming State Legislature. Diane Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Those are the messages.
We're at that order of business of introduction, reading, and reference of bills. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill Number 14, the first reading of the bill.
All right, we got it. House Bill 14, Crime Victims Compensation and Restitution, introduced by the Judiciary.
The first reading of the bill. House Bill Number 14 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill Number 16.
Seismic Exploration, submitted by the Judiciary.
The first reading of the bill.
House Bill 16, pardon me, an act relating to oil and gas, modifying certain provisions for seismic activities.
House Bill Number 16 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill Number 20.
Introduced by the Judiciary.
The first reading of the bill.
An act relating to child support guideline tables.
House Bill Number 20 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 21.
House Bill 21 introduced by the Judiciary.
The first reading of the bill.
Peace Officer Immunity.
House Bill Number 21 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 23.
House Bill 23, introduced by the Juvenile Parole Eligibility, by the Judiciary.
The first reading of the bill.
An act relating to crimes and offenses.
House Bill Number 23 is assigned to Committee Number 23, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 27.
House Bill 27, introduced by the Judiciary.
The first reading of the bill.
Wind River Reservation Law Enforcement.
House Bill Number 27 is assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 40.
House Bill 40, introduced by the Judiciary.
The first reading of the bill.
Eminent Domain Wind Energy Collector Systems.
House Bill number 40 is referred to Committee number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 69.
House Bill number 69, introduced by the Revenue.
First reading of the bill.
Highway Funding.
House Bill number 69 is assigned to Committee number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 70.
House Bill 70, introduced by Revenue.
First reading of the bill.
Vehicle Registration.
House Bill number 70 is assigned to Committee number 3, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 17, or number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 17.
House Bill number 17, introduced by School Facilities.
The first reading of the bill.
School Capital Construction Enrollment Methodology.
House Bill number 17 is assigned to Committee number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 54.
House Bill number 54, introduced by Education.
First reading of the bill.
High School Equivalency Certificate.
House Bill number 54 is assigned to Committee number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 72.
House Bill 72, introduced by the Statewide Education Accountability.
The first reading of the bill.
Statewide Education Accountability, Phase 2.
House Bill number 72 is introduced to Committee number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 4.
House Bill number 4, introduced by Agriculture.
First reading of the bill.
Brands.
House Bill number 4 is assigned to Committee number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 12.
House Bill number 12, introduced by Agriculture.
First reading of the bill.
Contiguous and infectious diseases among livestock.
House Bill number 12 is assigned to Committee number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 13.
House Bill number 13, introduced by Agriculture.
First reading of the bill.
Livestock revisions.
House Bill number 13 is assigned to Committee number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 38.
House Bill number 38, introduced by Agriculture.
First reading of the bill.
Use of water outside the state.
House Bill number 38 is referred to Committee number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 53.
House Bill number 53, introduced by Agriculture.
The first reading of the bill.
State land violations.
House Bill number 53 is referred to Committee number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 71.
House Bill number 71, introduced by Select Water.
The first reading of the bill.
Omnibus Water Bill Planning.
House Bill number 71 is referred to Committee number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 5.
House Bill number 5, introduced by Travel.
The reading of the bill.
Silencers, suppressors, and automatic weapons while hunting.
House Bill number 5 is introduced to Committee number 6, is referred to Committee number 6, Travel. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 28.
House Bill number 28, introduced by Travel.
First reading of the bill.
Disabled Hunter Programs.
House Bill number 28 is referred to Committee number 6, Travel. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 29.
House Bill number 29, introduced by Travel.
First reading of the bill.
Game licenses, landowner coupons.
House Bill number 29 is referred to Committee number 6, Travel. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 2.
House Bill number 2, introduced by Corporations.
First reading of the bill.
Election Code Revisions.
House Bill number 2 is referred to Committee number 7, Corporations.
Usually we just read through the first. We can have him read the first.
The whole thing? On all of them?
Okay.
The next bill for our consideration is House Bill Number 3.
House Bill Number 3, introduced by corporations.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Uniform Commercial Code, extending duration of effectiveness for filed financing statements, providing for future applications, and providing for an effective date.
House Bill Number 3 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill Number 9.
House Bill Number 9, introduced by corporations.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to elections, amending a definition, providing for compensation for counting board training, providing for posting of instruction cards and sample ballots, repealing provisions relating to diagrams, providing for entry of ballots on tally lists, providing for oaths by county canvassing boards, and providing for an effective date.
House Bill Number 9 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill Number 10.
House Bill Number 10, introduced by corporations.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to insurance, requiring language to be included in a certificate of insurance, providing definitions, and providing for an effective date.
House Bill Number 10 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill Number 11.
House Bill Number 11, introduced by corporations.
The first reading of the bill.
An act relating to insurance holding companies, providing for use of supervisory colleges to assess insurance holding company risks, providing for approval of applications for divestiture, providing for submission of additional financial information, providing for consolidated hearings with other state insurance commissioners, providing for disclaimers of affiliation, providing for confidentiality as specified, providing for rules and regulations, providing definitions, providing penalties, and providing for an effective date.
House Bill Number 11 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 18.
House Bill 18, introduced by corporations.
The first reading of the bill.
An act relating to public utilities exempting Internet protocol-enabled services from regulation as specified, providing a definition, and providing for an effective date.
House Bill Number 18 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 19.
House Bill Number 19, introduced by corporations.
The first reading of the bill.
An act relating to electrical licensing, creating exemption from licensing for low-voltage installations as specified, changing archaic language, and providing for an effective date.
House Bill Number 19 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill Number 26.
House Bill Number 26, introduced by corporations.
The first reading of the bill.
An act relating to professions, providing for registration and regulation of appraisal management companies, providing for rules and regulations, providing definitions, providing penalties, providing for criminal history background checks, amending membership of Board of Real Estate Appraisers, and providing for an effective date.
House Bill Number 26 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 59.
House Bill Number 59, introduced by Minerals.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to banking and finance, amending banking statutes to comply with federal statutes and regulations, repealing conflicting provisions, and providing for an effective date.
House Bill Number 59 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 60.
House Bill Number 60, introduced by Minerals.
The first reading of the bill.
An act relating to trade and commerce, amending the Wyoming Money Transmitters Act, authorizing the use of subdelegates by authorized delegates of licensees under the Money Transmitters Act, providing authority of the Banking Commissioner over subdelegates, providing a definition, and providing for an effective date.
House Bill Number 60 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 61.
House Bill number 61, introduced by Minerals.
The first reading of the bill.
An act relating to trade and commerce, authorizing use of a nationwide licensing system for licensing activities regulated by the Division of Banking under the Uniform Consumer Credit Code, the Consumer Rental Purchase Agreement Act, and the Money Transmitter Act, requiring fingerprinting and background checks, including criminal history, record checks for the licensure, providing authority to the Commissioner of the Division of Banking to implement nationwide licensing systems, providing conforming amendments, creating definitions, and providing for an effective date.
House Bill number 61 is referred to Committee number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 62.
House Bill number 62, introduced by Minerals.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to environmental quality, amending the definition of an innocent owner for purposes of immunity from liability for contamination on real property as specified, providing a definition and providing for an effective date.
House Bill number 62 is referred to Committee number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 63.
House Bill 63, introduced by Minerals.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public health and safety, authorizing the Department of Environmental Quality to submit an amended greenhouse gas regulation state implementation plan to the United States Environmental Protection Agency, authorizing the Department of Environmental Quality to promulgate new source performance standards for greenhouse gases and providing for an effective date.
House Bill number 63 is referred to Committee number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 64.
House Bill number 64, introduced by Minerals.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to economic development, providing that co-located data centers may be eligible to receive sales and use tax exemptions as specified and providing for an effective date.
House Bill number 64 is assigned to Committee number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 65.
House Bill number 65, introduced by Minerals.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public health and safety, creating the Municipal Solid Waste Landfill Remediation Program, creating criteria for the program, creating the Municipal Solid Waste Landfill Remediation Account, providing qualifications for expenditures from the account, providing for the reimbursement for the cost of remediation and monitoring activities as specified, providing a definition, providing rulemaking authority, and providing for an effective date.
House Bill number 65 is referred to Committee number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 66.
House Bill number 66, introduced by Minerals.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public health and safety, creating the Municipal Solid Waste Facility Cease and Transfer Program, creating criteria for the program, creating Municipal Solid Waste Facility Cease and Transfer Accounts, providing qualifications for application to receive funds under the program, providing authority for the State Loan and Investment Board to award funds under the program, providing for the Department of Environmental Quality to administer the program, providing that the department shall develop a general permit as specified, providing assistance for closure of small landfills, requiring financial responsibility of municipal solid waste to the Department of Environmental Quality, providing ineligibility for state funding for failure to perform financial authority, providing for reports, and providing for effective date.
House Bill number 66 is referred to Committee number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 68.
House Bill number 68, introduced by Labor.
The first reading of the bill.
An act relating to the administration of government, directing a study of transitioning life resource center clients to community service providers, directing the contents of the study, requiring a report, and providing for an effective date.
House Bill number 68 is referred to Committee number 10, Labor. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 49.
House Bill number 49, introduced by Management Council.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the legislature repealing archaic provisions regarding certificates of attendance and providing for an effective date.
House Bill number 49 is referred to Committee number 12, Rules. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 50.
An act relating to the legislature, House Bill number 50 is introduced by the Management Council.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the legislature repealing archaic statute requiring printed bills to be mailed to county clerks and providing for an effective date.
House Bill number 50 is referred to Committee number 12, Rules. The next bill for our consideration and last bill for our consideration today is number House Bill 57.
House Bill number 57, introduced by Management Council.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to legislative compensation, clarifying provisions enacted in 2009 to be effective January 7, 2013, relating to payment of the constituent allowance, repealing obsolete and inconsistent provisions, and providing for an effective date.
House Bill number 57 is referred to Committee number 12, Rules. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, Rules Committee number 12 will meet Friday, January 11, 2013 at 8 o'clock a.m. in room B67 in the basement.
Chairman Teeters.
Are we doing committee announcements, Mr.
Speaker? We're at that order of business of committee announcements.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 4, Education, will be meeting Wednesday, January 9th upon adjournment in H-10 for consideration of the following bill, House Bill 54.
Chairman Gingery.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 1, Judiciary, will meet now upon adjournment in room H-8 to take up one bill, HB-16, Seismic Exploration.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, will meet at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning in room H-18 to consider House Bill 59.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 10, Labor, will meet 10 minutes upon adjournment in room H-17 for an House Committee organizational meeting. And following that meeting, we will move to room B63 for a hearing on House Bill 68, Life Resource Center.
Chairman Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Committee number 3, Revenue, will have an organizational meeting tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. in room 8, H11, the normal meeting room. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Blickery.
Your committee number 7, Corporations, will meet at 7:30 a.m. Friday in room 302 to discuss and learn about telecommunications, and anyone else here that would like to attend is welcome.
Chairman Tawanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 8, Transportation, Highway, and Military Affairs, will meet tonight upon adjournment, or 10 minutes past adjournment, in H-17, and it will be an organizational meeting.
Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 2, Appropriations, will continue budget hearings tomorrow at 8 a.m. in the Joint Appropriations Room, room 204, to hear agency number 2, Secretary of State, followed by Agency 4, State Treasurer, followed by Agency 53, Department of Workforce Services, and roughly at 9:30, Department number 21, Department of Audit. And we will be here in time at 10 o'clock for roll. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chairman Davison.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number six, Travel, Recreation, and Wildlife, will be meeting Friday at 8 o'clock in our room. And we'll be discussing House Bill 5, Silencers and Suppressors, House Bill 28, Disabled Hunter Programs, and House Bill 29, Game License Landowners Coupons.
Chairman Sumlet.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 5, Agriculture, Public Lands, and Water Resources, will meet with the Light Committee from the Senate tomorrow afternoon upon adjournment in room 302 to receive a forest health briefing from the Wyoming State Forestry and from our National Forest Agency. We would encourage anyone who's interested in those issues to please attend. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Management Council will meet in room 302 upon adjournment of both the House and the Senate to discuss rules related to press credentialing. Chairman Harvey.
Mr. Speaker, I made a mistake and announced that the Labor Committee would meet 10 minutes upon adjournment. What I failed to say is tomorrow, Wednesday, tomorrow, 10 minutes upon adjournment. The Labor Committee will meet in room H-17 for their organizational meeting, and then Thursday, and then following that organizational meeting, we will move to room B63 for a hearing on House Bill 68, Life Resource Center.
Mr. Majority, floor leader. Mr. Majority, floor leader, that clears the desk.
Mr. Speaker, a couple of announcements. Number one, ANI has asked me to remind everyone the parking aisles are one-way traffic. If we get to go in two ways, I think there's going to be a head-on in there someplace. They also ask that we reduce speed in the parking structure because there's a good deal of foot traffic. We will convene tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. We are asked to be in our seats or close to our seats by 9:30 a.m. We'll have the state of the state, and we'll adjourn, and we'll convene again at 2 o'clock. And we'll read in bills and do whatever business may be before us. And with that, Mr. Speaker, I move that we adjourn and sit again at 10 a.m. Tomorrow morning, January 9, 2013.
You have heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We will adjourn and sit again tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.